It's a quarter past nine. Racing HQ broadcasting from Albury today and tomorrow, and local trainer Brett Kavanagh is joining us here at our vantage point. And I must say, Brett, it's a rather cool Albury this morning.
Yes, Andrew, it's really cold. Snow down to 800 feet, so the girls will have to cover the legs up.
They will. Let's hope it's a bit better tomorrow for Cup Day. What's the forecast for tomorrow, do you know?
I think it's going to be about 21 or 2 degrees, but I haven't really checked. I've been concentrating on the work at home, yeah. For I'm worried about the weather, mate.
Well, let's talk about particularly Loved Up. We saw it win it at Wagga, and you've made the final in Sydney. You feel it needs the run today in the Albury Guineas?
It was always the plan to come through Wagga Albury and get to Sydney, whether it was in the final of championships. She was always going to run in a race over championships 2 days. Just so be it, it's all fell into place lovely. She had a nice win at Wagga. She'll have a good gallop here tomorrow, win, lose or draw. She goes to Sydney 10 days later, so it'll probably be her working gallop. She's there's plenty of upside to her. She's not screwed right down. She's a nice filly. She's a good eater. So it's all positive.
She really displayed a beautiful turn of speed. If you've got that taking it to Randwick, you know, she's going to be in the finish there somewhere. It's you against Bede Murray and the crew at this stage.
Yeah, luckily Bede hasn't got a gang in mine. I'm with the country boys, so I think they'll probably put us down in a corner far away from everybody. Us country boys we'll probably put a show on at the championships, I guess. Guys like Peter Nesta, you know. Yeah. I see him kissing Cody the other day, so he's into kissing males. I hope I don't win it and I'm near Peter.
No, well, I think it's really been a success story, hasn't it, the country championships and the provincial ones, where there's one at Hawkesbury today. But it's just opened up. There's a $300,000 race April 4, Saturday week.
Yeah, it is. And it, you know, it's the whole concept's been a good idea and it's been well received. And it's got its knockers, but the pluses are it's been successful so far. So I'm sure it's here to stay. The provincial boys, they got spoiled a bit. They got four or five heats to get their horses in there, you know. Us guys got one crack at it, and then they bought a ripper charge on at Musselbrook, and I see the feel for that is big. Is really big, Andrew. And, hats off to Racing New South Wales for bringing it in, and it's worked. And the people that have come to those big days, the crowds, the turnover, it's been well supported.
Yeah, for sure. We talk about, I'll ask you for a couple of horses that our listeners can jot down today and tomorrow shortly for your large team here. But how's racing in the area, Brett? Are you happy with what's happening, not just with the country championships, but all the other stuff that happens?
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit confusing living on the border using two rating systems racing either side. But it's an exceptional place to be in Albury, because you've got the Vobis Bobs option. You can get either side of the border to get a bonus if you've got the right horses. And being a country trainer, you know, people send us horses. We're a little bit cheaper than the city boys, and we go anywhere to win a race. So I reckon racing in the country is very healthy in New South Wales and Victoria. Where I'm situated, we have a lot of options. I'm not sure about the handicapping two sides of the border. It's a totally different scale. If it was a national system, it would be a lot easier for us. But, we just got to ring handicappers up and say, what's this horse's rating? And it's just another job to do. But anyway, that's how it is.
How many are you looking at? How many are you training here? And are you still doing a lot of breaking in and that sort of, getting horses preparing for a racing life?
Yeah, breaking in's always been my core business. Probably at this point in time, we've probably got about 50 racehorses in work and about 35 breakers of my own, and a few for Cliff Brown and a few for Peter that I get to school up and have a look at them, and Pete's wander on into town to him. I think he's up at the Hunter chasing around trying to find some more. I've probably never seen Peter with more horses from my point of view breaking in. He's got a bit of a fire in his belly, I think, and he wants to go again, you know, so... we just break him in and move on.
You talk of Peter Moody, which you've been buddies all your life from back in outback Queensland.
Yeah, Andrew.
Too far ago now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is too far ago. But anyway, that's what we are, I suppose. We're Western Queensland boys, and you'll never get it out of us.
No, exactly. All right, so Loved Up's in the Albury Guineas tomorrow, but can you give our listeners maybe one or two today that's in your mind, and or just collectively over the 2 days that they can jot down?
Yeah, I think there'll be a bit of value today. Matthew Carlride's won for me in the last race, Cattails. It's been promising to win one. She's drawn 14. She flew home at her first start. She'll be value. Secret City, I think he'll be a different horse today. We fitted a tongue tie on him in the three-year-old maiden. I think over the carnival, probably the Monster, Corsica Lad, and Loved Up are our aces. But the rest of our team will be all competitive. You know, they're fit, they'll be well ridden. So all you can do is just line them up and see how they go.
Yeah, just one final one. The Monstars in the feature sprint race today. You've targeted this race. Would that be right?
Yeah, look, he's a very adaptable horse. He's a bit light on for brains, a bit rattle-headed sometimes, but we've accepted for him in the Open Handicap today and the Flat Knacker tomorrow. Mr. Chris Schultz in the local paper this morning said it's a little bit unorthodox, and I'm not sure if it'll do it, but I think he wanted to disagree with me, so I'll have to pull him up today. But at the Guineas race tomorrow, my wife and I sponsored it. We bought a stallion called Fast and Famous from Waikato, who's been doing a super job. We sponsored the Guineas, and Mr. Plumtree come down here and was a guest speaker at a function. And hence he sent a couple down, and tomorrow in a five-horse race is quite good. They've had one that's had 25 barrier trials, and it's in a five-horse maiden at Albury, and I'd love to beat it.
Yeah.
You'd love to win every race, I reckon. Brett, we thank you for coming over, having a chat. We'll hopefully talk to you on the radio and the television with a winner or two with Johnny Scorse over the next 2 days. We hope it's a successful one, and tomorrow's fractionally warmer than what we've got at this day. How low's the snow?
Down to about 800 feet, mate. So it'll be beautiful weather for racing. It'll be easy on the horses, and the girls will be covered up. That'll be good.
Yeah, good on you, Brett. Good luck, mate.
See you, Andrew.
Good on you. Brett Kavanagh, leading local trainer here. We'll talk to John Miller from the club shortly. We might get up Bede Murray and Tony McAvoy and have a chat to these guys. Bede Murray, as we know, has got three into the provincial final. Sure and Fast, Darcy Magic and O'Reilly's Revenge already, and he's got Darcy's Affair lining up at Hawkesbury. And he always loves to come down from his base to have horses running here at Albury and at the Wagga Carnival coming up in late April. And May 1 is carnival time at Wagga. So we'll get Bede online shortly. Tony McAvoy's got chances here tomorrow, particularly in the Albury Cup. So we'll be joined by those guys shortly. As I mentioned in the Doncaster Mile, rang around again overnight. Pacini for New Zealand trainer Peter Mackay is going to Sydney. It will remain in Melbourne where it raced last time until virtually the eve of the Doncaster. They're expecting everything to go to plan there, and we can tell you that Craig Newitt will take and maintain that ride in the Doncaster Mile. As I said earlier, Glenn Boss is the likely rider for Kermadec if that horse makes the final star Doncaster Mile field next week. Bede Murray's online. Morning to you, Bede.
Hey, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I know you're in Albury, mate. It's, as I said, just to our listeners while you were waiting to come online, you love really supporting Albury and the Wagga Carnivals.
Yes, I do them every year. Been doing them for quite a number of years now, and they're both good carnivals, and nice to be here.
Bede, I guess the first question is away from Albury. Mate, you've had a time of it, haven't you, in the provincial championship?
Yes, we've had some good luck there. We've got three already qualified. Got Darcy's Affair at Hawkesbury today. Hope he perhaps may be able to qualify. But anyway, he'll be out there doing his best.
He will be. How's he gone on since that the run at Newcastle there the other day in that their provincial championship qualifier, Bede?
Well, his run was disappointing there the other day. He lost his spot coming to the corner. He was last turning for home, which is not his pattern of racing. So, and that was first up, and he is a horse that improves fairly quickly with a run, so I'm hoping he does again today. But, no, I think he'll go forward today, and hopefully he'll be competitive.
Okay, when you go forward, you think from that draw that Glenn Schofield will take the option of going forward and try and getting in somewhere?
Yes, I think he's a horse that races better if he can take up a spot. And, he seems to race well on the pace. So,
okay, so
if he's lucky enough, you know, he'll have to have a bit of luck from that barrier. But anyway, just see how it turns out. Leave it to Glenn.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the others that you've got there, Darcy, Magic, O'Reilly's, Revenge and Shaw Fast, they're all, we're going to see a couple here at Albury over the next couple of days, but they're going well?
Oh, they've done really well. Darcy Magic, he was first up, and he'll certainly be improved by the run. And I've just got to keep him a little bit fresh. I didn't want to give him another run because he can be a little bit sour. You know, after a run first up, his best distance is probably 16 to 2,000 metres. So I just want to keep him a little on the fresh side for the final, and he should be pretty well. And O'Reilly's Revenge, well, he's been racing consistently for a fair while, but his runs have been a bit spaced, and he ran very well first up. You know, he'd done a lot of the hard work, and his run was quite pleasing.
How do you see the other one, Beach Shore and Fast?
Look, he's done very well. Originally, I was going to bring him to Albury for the Guineas, but I didn't want to cart him all the way down here a fortnight before the final of the championships. So I just wanted to give him one more run. So he's going to Rose Hill on Saturday.
Yep.
And I just want to have him at his peak for the final. He's a pretty handy horse.
He is. We've seen his talents, and I think you've just brought him along. So at this stage, you've got three there and crossing the fingers on Darcy's Affair. I know you brought a team of four here to Albury, Bede. What are one or two there for our listeners that we can follow for the Bede Murray stable here at Albury?
Well, Life of Riley, his form's excellent at the moment. As you know, he's won his last three.
Yeah.
And I've just kept him for this race here. It's a nice race, over 1,600 metres, and I thought that was an ideal race for him, so I've just kept him for this race. He should perform very well. He's gone up a little bit in the weight, but I think he can handle that. And I scratched Chief in Command today. I only accepted with him because I thought he might miss out on a run in the Guineas. He's quite a nice, promising three-year-old, which I think he'll be competitive tomorrow. Hasn't done well in the barrier draw. He drew 19 today and 18 tomorrow, so
yes.
Barrier draws didn't make much difference which way we went, but I was always planned to come to the Guineas. You only get, it's worth about 80,000 to him with bonuses and that. So, you know, you only get one chance at those, so there was no point in running him today in the Class 1. I'd rather have a crack at the Guineas tomorrow. I know it's a lot harder race, but you only get one chance at them.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, mate, we'll see you out here. We wish you the best with all your runners today at Hawkesbury with Darcy's Affair and the other ones here at Albury over the next 2 days. Thanks for your time, Bede. We'll see you out here at the track later.
Thank you very much, Andrew. All the best.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Bede Murray joining us there. He's here at Albury with a team, and he'll be watching Darcy's Affair in the Provincial Championship, as will be our next guest, Tony McAvoy. Morning to you, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Tony, Harmonic, even without a run, they've got him, I think, second or third pick to win the Provincial Championship with Tab. They're obviously expecting a pretty good showing today.
Yeah, I am too, Andrew. I'm not worried about his fitness missing that run, but the frustrating part was I had to trial him because he was banned from the barriers, which was so out of character, and he just got a fright and put his leg over the front, and there was nothing wrong with him, but that's just the way it is these days. And so we had to trial him, which is not what I had planned, so that wasn't ideal. But anyways, he's very well coming in today.
Drawn a beautiful alley here for Tim Clark today, Tony.
Yeah, much better than we fared down at Kembla.
Yeah.
So, look, it's a pressure race. There looks to be very good speed in this race from horses drawn poorly. So I think they'll have to probably commit and go forward, and our horse will be resting while they're working. So that should put him in, should make him strong at the end.
And Tony, this track with the rail back into the through today, I mean, new train there, it's been playing pretty consistently you know, really attractively for all horses, hasn't it? Am I reading it right?
Yeah, look, I've had no issues with the track here, Andrew. It's, we had 18 mils of rain here. It'll race beautifully today. A horse galloped on it this morning. It sounded magnificent ground. It's got a great grass cover and should set up fair racing, really.
All right, well, that sounds good with Harmonic. Can you win another race there today? Maybe Martine in the first?
Yes, she's my only other runner.
Yep.
She's been stiff not to win at her three goes, but ran very bravely all three times. And with the claim today, she's not overly big, and I was a bit concerned about the 59, and she comes in very well, a half over the minimum. A bit of a hard race to line up, but she'll take a lot of beating.
Saturday, Tony, you had a few. I'm just getting them up on my iPad here. But Saturday, did you end up with a runner at Rose Hill? Morrow, of course, runs in the Neville Selwood, the last race.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. First try at 2,000 metres. He's been running very, very well for me, this fellow. And I thought it was time to try him out over further. 1,800's the farthest I've had him, and he won the Eclipse. So we're trying him at 2,000 metres on Saturday. But he's very well, and if he runs the trip, he'll be in the mix.
What about for the championships at Randwick, Tony? Anything that you're aiming towards those two Saturdays?
Look, if Harmonic comes through today well and runs in the top three, he'll go to the final.
Yep.
And then if Big Memory runs well in the Mornington Cup, he'll come to the Sydney Cup.
Okay. And just finally, mate, I know I reported it last week, but for those that may not have heard it, you decided to spell the promising Alpine Eagle, the three-year-old?
Yeah, look, I did, Andrew. Like, he got home and it just took him 10 days to get over the previous 10 days, which included a trip to Melbourne, two races and a trip back to Adelaide. So, look, I just felt that would be hard to get him back up firing, so I've decided to spell him, and we'll see him back in the spring.
Righto. And before I obviously let you go, I've got to talk about tomorrow. I nearly forgot, but you've sent Corcoran down here to run the Aubrey Cup. Following that run behind Suavito and Sartorius there in the Blamey, there's no wonder you wanted to target this rich race tomorrow.
Yeah, what a cracking race. $170,000. Really was high on my agenda, and the horse ran really well in the Blamey. So on his way to Sydney, I thought, what a perfect stop-off to have a stop-off at Albury and hopefully pick up some money.
From that barrier, Tony, he has the tendency you can ride him anywhere?
Pretty much. He's quite flexible, but he'd be probably prefer to be ridden patient. But out to 2,000 metres, he could race handy, I guess.
Yeah, okay. We look forward to that tomorrow, Corcoran, in the Albury Cup here. Tony, good luck today. Hope they run well for you and that Harmonic can make the provincial championship final on April 11.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Tony McAvoy from Hawkesbury, Harmonic today. One of the key chances for him and Corcoran tomorrow in the Albury Cup. Let's find out about Sydney's weather. Chris Toogood, morning to you, Chris, at Rose Hill.
Good morning, Andrew.
Chris, how are things, mate, given that you got a lot of rain there on Tuesday night? How's it settled down now?
No, it's all looking good at the moment, Andrew. We've got a nice sunny day coming up by the looks of it, and we had 34 mils in that rain on Tuesday night, which is a total of 36.5 for the week. We got 2.5 on the Sunday after that meeting, but it's come out a soft 7 this morning, but it's only going to improve as the day goes on.
Okay, so back in Sydney, because I'm at Albury, Chris, yep. But the weather in Sydney's quite fine.
Yeah, it's nice blue skies here, looking out the window here, and looks like a sunny day. They're tipping about 26, 27 degrees with a little bit of breeze. So it'll all help try this track a bit. And the weather going forward looks good tomorrow and Saturday, so it should be all fine.
All right, so soft 7 it sits now and it will improve. We'll chat again tomorrow, Chris. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, Andrew.
Chris Toogood there, the track manager for Rose Hill. The early scratchings for that program, race 2, number 3, Snippets Land, race 2, number 3, race 3, number 9, Any Day Will Do, race 3, number 9, Dear Demi's scratched out of the fourth to run in another race, race 4, number 2, and Index Linked is out of the last to run at Mornington, race 9, number 9. In a moment, we'll get some winners. Hawkesbury and Albury, and also for the new track down in Victoria.